Hello and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin. Good luck. Have fun.
What? Why?
I'm wearing the shirt that says it.
Oh, you're
and
doing
I didn't
it.
Have enough time to come up with something wittier.
So you looked at yourself for the answer?
Yes. So I looked at what I was wearing and I saw Fergal.
Yeah.
But it's actually good luck, have fun.
Because to me, it looks proper. And to everybody,
it
looks proper. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're going to flip me good.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is like, I don't really know which way we're facing until I'm editing this in post because we're all looking at ourselves mirrored and in the call. So there was this one week where I was like, okay, Kevin, I need you to look that way because people were all telling me that that we're not looking at each other and we need to be looking at each other for the video or else it's not good engagement. And then you did, and I'm like, oh no, in post, we're looking opposite directions, just in the other way.
So you just decided, wait, I can change that.
So from now on, I'm just like, whatever, it is what it is, and I'll fix it in post if I need to.
That's the thing. Did you ever see that, like, that study that you look, you know yourself?
Yeah.
As the mirrored image of yourself, not what other people see you as.
Right. Yeah.
So this, what I'm seeing right now is comfortable to me, but you're about to flip it to what's comfortable to other people. So when I go back and I watch the video, that will be uncomfortable to me.
Yeah. It'll be new. The two things that I usually say about looking at myself on camera is that it's always uncomfortable because I'm never used to seeing myself like that. And the way that this podcast is edited actually makes it interesting to me to listen to a conversation back because it's like, you know, the multi-camera thing. It goes to the together shot and then it goes to my shot and then it goes to your shot. It's fun to watch it back for me anyway.
I've been thinking of getting those cool, you know how all the cool Gen Z people are getting those see-through glasses, the clear glasses, clear frames?
I can't say I know that. Really?
Oh, well, that's been happening a lot here. Like, clear frames are the way it's at now. I've been thinking about getting me some clear frames.
Do it, Kevin. I believe in you.
I will.
Just like full glasses?
Yeah, just clear. Just imagine this, but clear frames.
Mm-hmm.
It's just clear. See-through, transparent.
But can you get prescription frames where even looking through the frames is to your prescription?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's
that
too
might
bad.
Be a little complicated.
That's too bad.
I might as well just wear a Vision Pro at that point. Can you wear a Vision Pro with glasses or do you need contacts?
What is Vision Pro, Kevin? I am cursed with good eyesight.
No,
an Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've never heard it without the Apple moniker.
I don't got
can
time
you wear
to say
with glasses?
That.
I don't know.
Yeah, can you? Or
probably.
Do you? Or is it like mandatory contact lenses?
Oh.
I've never been a contact lens guy. Oh, that's what would happen when I drop my glasses on the floor.
Yeah.
Shatters. By Vision Pro. It's over.
We have new sound effects on the soundboard today.
Courtesy of the Preach.
The courtesy of the Preach, exactly. If you want to figure out the the messy, messy way that we went and found them. You can go on over to patreon.com/pokesports where you can go and listen to our Pokesports pregame, which we talk just a little bit of stuff before the podcast.
Where you can see Mike waking up.
I'm waking up to un.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, you know what else we got?
What?
We got jazz music again.
Yeah, we do. It's time for some smooth jazz. If you want to go on over to the PokeSports Patreon, you go on over to patreon.com/PokeSports, where you can find some extra content like the Preach. Or if you so desire, you could see some Kevin battling. Kevin does
battles.
Some battling. Big battles. Or...
A war.
Oh, that's about it. That's about
that's
all.
That's it.
You
that's
can
all
do
you can
Patreon.
See. Nothing else.
That's it. That's it.
The end of. Whoa! The end of jazz.
Jazz is done.
That was such a spin around. Congratulations.
Such a spinnerack.
You use nearly every single new sound except for one.
And you'll never know what the last one is until later.
Ooh.
I need to find the best moment to use it. That's what's going to happen today.
It's easy. Just wait for something I say that's out of pocket.
Yeah.
Click.
There you go.
You'll know the
no,
time.
It'll happen. We'll know.
It will happen.
Yeah. So, first of all, hey, thanks for your patience while we were not here last week.
Yeah, we didn't warn you about this one. Sorry.
Didn't warn you about it.
We didn't warn ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. wasn't our intention.
I was on vacation last week. I was in Florida. Yeah. From Thursday until Tuesday. I was in Sarasota. No, that's not Minnesota. It's Sarasota.
Sarasota.
And we were going to record on the Wednesday, and then I think we both forgot.
Yeah. Until it was Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, we both definitely planned, like, I want to say before you went, we're like, no, it was probably during the last podcast, right after the last podcast, we're like, you were like, hey, Kevin, just remember, I will not be here next Thursday. My flight is happening on Thursday. I can't record the podcast. And I was like, okay, no problem. We'll just do it Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday morning comes. And then we're like, we were supposed to do something, weren't we?
Yeah. And that was too late. What was funny is you were like, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll just do it on Friday. And I'm like, can't do that. I'm in not here. I guess we could have done it with laptop audio, but no, I don't like doing that. I would rather push a podcast to the next week than record with terrible audio.
Yeah, no one wants to put out garbage. Yeah,
exactly. No,
just wait for the quality, please.
If you want to listen to quality content, go on over to Spotify Apple, Google Podcasts, I think is going away and is now just YouTube podcasts.
Don't go there.
Over to YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. You can see this podcast in its video format at youtube.com/bogeysports.
I love that transition. It's like actually really good.
It's fun. It's fun to do. It's very fun to do. All right. So some stuff happened last week. I mean, really, we could be talking about the past 2 weeks, but the past 2 weeks, not too much happened. I wonder what we would have talked about last week. We would have talked about like the upcoming Orlando Regionals.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless there was something before that, we probably would just talk about Regulation G some more.
Fair enough.
Played a Pokedoku or two.
Yeah, fair. Probably would have played another Pokedoku. One question I did ask from the Q&A last week was actually on the topic of Regulation G.
Ooh.
I said, do you enjoy Legendaries in VGC? What are your thoughts on Regulation G?
Can I go
technically,
first?
It's not out yet. Technically, it's not out yet. But you can go and play it on the casual ladder. A lot of people are practicing around with that. And you can go play with it on Showdown. You can go, play paper VGC. You know, write down situations and... you know, tell your friend, hey, I'm going to be using Earthquake and it's 100% accurate and it has a range of damage. And then you do some calculations and you say, oh, well, it did 245 damage to your Pokemon. And they're like, oh, my Pokemon got knocked out. And then they track that on their paper. That's paper VGC.
You flip a 100-sided die, and if it lands in 1 to 16, you get a critical hit.
That's it. You roll a D20.
You're D100.
D100.
Those exist. They have to exist.
D100s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
How
do.
High, what's the highest D?
Well, you know, I think it can go to like an infinite number, just not in physical dice form.
Are you sure you want to say the number infinite? Really? Infinity? Technically, that's just a sphere, right? that's an infinite D is a sphere.
Go and roll an infinite sided die and just roll a ball. That's bowling. You're bowling now. Do you knock down the pins? Congratulations. I've rolled my infinite sided die. Oh, that's funny to me. anyway, 100 sided dice aside, infinite sided dice aside. I had asked that question, do you enjoy Legendaries in VGC? What are your thoughts on Regulation G? I got a couple of great answers here, and one really stinky answer that I'm not going to say.
How could you?
But you know who you are if you wrote this stinky answer.
You offended us?
You've offended us.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but the only thing that hurts me is Pokemon.
Yeah. You know what? Nobody wrote the stinky answer. I just said that.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? I made everybody believe that there was a stinky answer. Uh-oh. Spencer says, there's so many that there's a fun and a more diverse meta. until something gets broken or is in the top seven or is in seven of the top eight teams. Yeah. We're kind of already there, are we not?
Right now, it's just Calyrexes are kind of, they're not broken. They're just the most usable. Fair. When you give two Pokemon very fast or very tankiness and then give them spread moves that have stab and then you can multiply that stab by two, yeah, it gets pretty good. Mm. I do have an opinion.
Yes, right. You had an opinion and I totally snubbed you. I'm sorry. That was my mistake.
I don't know if this is my opinion. Where is he? Lights flicker. Ah, he's here.
Oh, no. You shouldn't have done. I saw the like. Oh, no. I saw the hesitation of them turning back on. And I'm like, oh, no, he probably broke it.
I just spammed my stream deck.
Kevin's lights went on and off.
I was really bored of Regulation F because of how stupid slow and switchy it was.
Mm.
You know me, I like turn off brain, click side spam, win game. I like fast games. I don't have the attention span for a 40-turn VGC game. I don't. Mm. So that's why I don't bring things like, you know, Raging Bolt, Sin and Friends to regionals. But with Regulation G, everything's so stupid strong. Games are ending quick. I'm a happy little camper. I'm liking it. I can actually fit four battles in a video now instead of just three.
Wow. And for me, I really enjoy weather and terrain. And Regulation G has so much more weather and terrain than I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And I love that so much. I love the weather wars. I love messing with people and with their terrain. You with your Psy Spam. I'm just like, okay, great. I can turn off that.
I have Tarapagos.
Tarapagos, exactly. That's the sound that happens every time Tarapagos comes onto the field.
Yes, that's the sound I hear.
The sound I often hear is this as well. Except it's not. Steven says, generally no. I think the legendaries tend to make the game more homogeneous and less interesting. That being said, the meta in SV seems ever volatile. So I'm curious to see the sets you guys feature. Well, thank you for that. And we have been featuring quite a few sets. None on the ranked ladder yet. And I think when the ranked ladder hits, that's when we're going to start seeing, I would say, a major shift in what's going on. Right now, it's, you know, it's like this accelerated run to Regulation G through Pokemon Showdown. Because in Pokemon Showdown, everyone's just playing thousands of games every hour and learning off of each other and saying, like, oh, this isn't working, this isn't working. So that changes. But then in Regulation G, you get like the more meta defining switches because like you stop bouncing around from left to right to up to down and you start saying, OK, so what is winning me these long games over time? You know, the speed of which the game goes is it changes the meta a lot.
That's why I appreciate online tours a little bit more than showdown stats, because showdown stats, it's really easy for you to change your mind, give up, jump to the next one instead of actually taking the time to learn the Pokemon that you're playing.
Right.
When you have online tours, you're locked in for 15 games, whether you like it or not. You can actually see whether this Pokemon or this archetype is good against what you're up against or is bad.
Right.
Whether when it's bad, you will lose more games. If it's good, you will win more games. The end.
Let me put this into ways that our audience will understand. And that
Mike
being,
called you guys stupid.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. There are ways that we understand things, and the ways that I know my demographic understands things is through Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Think of it like this: you have. You know, when Guru puts his hand on your head and unlocks your potential, that's Pokemon Showdown. You're getting like all this experience at once and you're leveling up a bunch versus the Hyperbolic Time Chamber. The Hyperbolic Time Chamber is Regulation G. Okay, because you go in there, you experience a year slowly, but in real time, you're actually experiencing the thing very, very quickly. So in terms of the show, the more effort does pay off more. Guru, you know, unlocking your potential happens in the same length of time in an episode. Both of them happen in an episode. But the Hyperbolic Time Chamber is usually what makes people way more powerful. That's when Gohan gets Super Saiyan 2. All right.
Respect.
Yeah. Guru puts his hand on Gohan's head. He just gets a little bit of power, whatever. He can beat up a, I don't know, birder. Butter.
I'm Jace.
Oh,
I'm Jace.
Jace.
I'm butter. From Australia, mate.
Anyway, the metaphor makes sense. You just need to think about it. You need to think about it, not me.
Let me put this in a way my audience will understand better. Okay, yeah. Now you need to think about it more after I told you.
Listen, I'm just giving the information. There, here's some smooth jazz. Psychology major says, horrible. Why are we allowed to have Origin Dialga and not Petrarunt? What do you think?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I just played an Origin Dialga today. You guys won't see that video for a week, probably. It was fun.
Way to say it. We'll tell you again next week. We'll be like, oh, hey, that Origin Dialga video's out.
It's like that Slacking video thumbnail that we hyped up 2 weeks ago just came out like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a really good thumbnail. Go back and look at it. It's great. But yeah, I mean, we do need Petrarunt. Let's bring it in. That's regulation I.
I, yeah.
Yeah. Not even regulation H. No, regulation H will be like two legendaries. And then regulation
what
I
if
is
they do
like
ban list.
Oh.
We ban listing?
It did that work out well? Did people like that? I got mixed like reviews.
It. I didn't like it, no.
Yeah.
It just made stronger Pokemon stronger.
Yeah, I feel like there were a lot more people who didn't like it than who did. I think it came at a time where Pokemon was kind of on the attention span decline. People were starting to like look at other games. Maybe that was when, was that around when Legends came out? Might have been.
No, that was around Monster Hunter Rise.
Oh, sure. So there were other games pulling for attention. So, you know. Less movement going on. Michael Purdy says, finally competing in my first ever regional, LA, which is
good
coming
luck.
Up. That's cool. I'm still deciding if the rush of blood to my brain during team building is due to genuine excitement or pure unhinged terror. Guess I'll run Ditto. Facts. Good.
Listen, Ditto in a restricted format? You wanna have two of them? Go for it.
Yeah.
That's like a legitimate strategy.
Right. You can have two Calyrexes, which pretty good, as
take
it turns
their
out.
Take restricted.
One the of them end. Goes a lot faster. Hoodly Doodly says, yes, but I prefer weaker formats because it's a lot easier to make creative teams that work. In Series 1...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll go back to that first sentence. In Series 1, I ran a Terra Normal Hyper Voice Skeledirge alongside Oranguru, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah. So with the weaker formats, you can there's a lot more variety to be had.
Especially when I'm trying to play Trick Room, especially with all the hack checks that they're doing nowadays. Like, people actually got to go and find their zero IV speed Calyrex Isis again.
Right.
That's not going to be fun to, like, replay that DLC for that Calyrex.
Right. Yeah.
I got a month and a half to do it, and I could do it.
Get playing through Sword and Shield. Get me out.
At this point, I'm probably there's two restricteds, or there's like three restricteds that I'm gonna bring. Maybe it's either Calyrex Ice, Lunala, or Necrozmadon Wings. That's all my mental capacity has gone to. Just give me the Trick Room ones. Let me play Trick Room. That's gonna be Regulation G for me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Luke says, like every new regulation, Regulation G will start random because become stale, then go crazy in time for Worlds. Hopefully by then the meta is fixed so people will bring unexpected teams. AV Dialga hopefully will go wild. Oh, Kevin gave a face for that one.
AV Dialga is probably the only version of Dialga that you should play that isn't Origin Dialga.
Oh.
Because Origin Dialga just has better stats in general, but it requires you to hold the Adamant Crystal.
Right, yeah. So if you're going to replace that item, better replace it with something good.
You better give yourself more you better give yourself more stats than Origin Dialga, yeah. By giving yourself the AV, you give yourself more stats, but then you stop yourself from having Trick Room as an option. So there's give and take both sides.
And then there's the in and out of open team sheet idea as well, where, you know, when you have your Dialga out there and you have it with anything that isn't AV, you can run protect on that. But if you have AV on your Dialga, you can't go and run protect. So in an open team sheet meta, everybody can see that you are or are not running protect. So
Iron Hands can run protect now because of Quark Drive getting activated.
Or isn't can just that hold wonderful? On to
I haven't encountered too much, but it's an option that people really should play more of. Just having an Iron Hands. Yeah. Someone's really trying to merge.
Someone does not like the current state of the world. Mark Clip, I just stammered through all that.
Doing.
Doing. A Geekson says, I've been waiting ages for Coridon and Maridon, and I'm so excited to use them. I remember having that that childlike wonder of like, oh man, it's time for Zacian and Zamazenta to come out and participate in the meta. And then they started to, and I wish that I could go back to the time where they didn't.
They never did anymore. They did. Okay, I will say this. Zacian still hurts.
Yeah.
It is a nerf, though. If you can just intimidate it, it can't set its attack back up. It's not like, oh, let me swap and then get plus one again. It's like, okay, now I'm neutral and I am kind of stuck here.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that, like, when in Sword and Shield, when Zacian and Zamazenta came out in the VGC meta, I was, like, overwhelmed with Zacian. Zamazenta wasn't great. We all know that.
Yeah.
But this time, when Coridon and Maridon joined the meta, I'm not thinking that one is particularly better than the other. I think they were actually both kind of balanced pretty well for VGC.
I think they each do things differently. The only reason I think that maybe Maridon has a little bit more current play is that no one else does what Maridon does unless it's called Pincurchin. And yeah. When it comes to Coridon and Groudon, you're kind of fighting for that sun slot. You're even fighting. Technically, you're fighting with Torkoal too. Torkoal is still a very good mon in certain situations. So you're fighting with three Pokemon for that sun slot. Meanwhile, Maridon has no alternative. It's like you want Electric Terrain, you're bringing Maridon. Good luck.
I will say I do like how Maridon and Coridon were built. They weren't built to counter the gimmick. They were built to counter other things that were already present in the game. Yeah. So Maridon was the, you know, terrain setter. Coridon is the sun setter. One deals with weather, one deals with terrain. Both are things that have been around for a while, but also both are things that kind of influence this side of the meta that, like, was just introduced now, but... like with Protosynthesis and Quark Drive,
they enable like the shadow the meta.
Yeah,
the they
shadow
enable
gimmick.
It. You know, instead of disable, they enable. So it's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
It didn't make much sense why like Azation came out and like completely deleted the thing that you took time to set up. You know, it's like I made this big guy, but now you brought a dog in it can one shot it.
But like they have nothing to do with countering Terastalization at all.
At all,
they,
nothing.
They just let it breathe. And I love that about those two.
In fact, they thrive with it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. BLS says, I think that Regulation G will break the game. Ooh, hot take.
Legendary
Pokemon and VGC will be broken. Also coming soon, Kevin and Pokemon Sleep. Oh, that might have been something from 2 weeks ago, and I've forgotten entirely. Oh, the
Mike was the one sleeping today, not me.
Yeah. If you saw our Twitter, you saw that I was a sleepy boy. All right, what else we got? Let's do two more. Calvin, ooh, this is a good one. I think Terastalization will make legendaries a lot more interesting this gen, making room for a lot of unique teams compared to previous gens. Do you see a lot of Kyogres going Terra Water?
No. All grass. They're all grass Terra. They're either grass Terra or dragon Terra. They're going defensive because at that point, like, how much more damage do you need to do, Tom? Like, relax. just deal with the Rillabooms, you know?
I got a DM on Discord the other day. And I'm actually just going to read that word for word. Hey, Mike, thanks for the awesome videos. You guys have you guys are my PokeTubers of choice. Random question. Who is Tom? Kevin is constantly calling his opponents Tom, usually when they're losing. Whoever he is, I feel bad for the guy.
Here's my question to you. Who was the commentator's name?
That was Russer.
Russer, here's my question to you. Why did you DM Mike asking a question about me?
I think he DM'd my DMs you too. He might have open. DM'd you too.
Oh, I didn't get it then.
You just haven't looked.
Tom's Tom, you know? that's all I gotta say. Tom's Tom.
Does it actually like mean anything?
No, not at all. It's not an acronym for anything. It's just what I call people that I don't know their names.
Sure.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah,
it does. It does feel a lot more personal than like, dude. Like, come on, Tom.
Come on, Tom. Typically, I think it's devolved into whenever I see someone doing something stupid, I'm just like, okay, Tom.
Right. Okay, we've got one more. Oh, from Mewtwo and Altura. Calm Mind Speed Boost Espathra, switch into Mewtwo, especially with stored power, going to be broken. I hate having a use or lose meta, but at the same time, I just want to use my radioactive cat. I see.
Is that what Mewtwo is? A radioactive cat?
Is that Mewtwo? Yeah, I guess so. That's all the experiments. You walk into the Cinnabar Island Science Lab and you see these open books. You open up the books and you say, hold on. You go on to the Cinnabar Island area. You step inside the science lab. You look at a table. There's an open book there. Oh, wow, I'm going to go read that book. You pick it up. It's on page 12. December 42nd. Today, we exposed a cat to radioactive waste. And it developed. Its eyes started glowing. Day 46. Today, the cat... blew
it
out my coffee.
It became sentient.
It became sentient. Day 56. Mewtwo had a child. It's Mew 3.
I think it was like Mewtwo gave birth, right? Mew gave birth.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an act. It's like February really something. Mew gave birth.
Well, I can tell you exactly when that day was. Mew gave birth date.
February 6th.
Yep.
Where what if Mewtwo and Altura's birthday was February 6th?
Wow. Well.
Wow.
No, you know what? February 6th, Mew gave birth.
Wow. Oh, no.
All right, moving on. So let's talk regional. Regionally, April 13th and 14th, we had the 2024 Orlando Regional Championships. Orlando historically is a place.
Yes. Big place.
It has a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people join these regionals. A lot of people did join this regional. 824 Masters players were in attendance. Now, when we say Masters players, that is people who are not seniors or juniors. Those are two other categories, just in case people don't know. They had 9 rounds of Swiss on day 1 and 6 rounds on day 2. Now, that's a lot of Pokemon. It's so much. Can you imagine 15 best of 3s in 2 days?
There's some times where I'm like, you know, 5-3 last round. No, not 5-3. I would be 6-2 last round. And I'm like,
right.
If I win, I got to come here tomorrow. I could just.
Because, like, that's arguably the most Pokemon that you're playing in a day.
Yeah.
And then if you happen to win that next one, it's like, okay, well, now I need to gear up for 6 more of these. Wow. But I mean, I get you. I've been in that situation before. I've lost many times to, I guess, that level of pressure where it's like, I'm 6-2. Okay, I might be doing this. 6-3. Okay, well, all right. See you next time.
All right, maybe next time.
But you know, that's gonna happen to half of the people who are 6-2 at the time. So that's
yes,
that.
There must be a winner. There must be a loser.
Before we get into what you know. Is what happened at Orlando Regionals. I will let you know that there are a bunch of more regionals coming up, but not that many. We're running
out of time.
Running out of time or running to the end, I guess, of the Pokemon circuit. Next up is May 3rd to 5th in Indianapolis. And then May 24th to the 26th. Do you have May 2-4 long weekend in the U.S.? Is that a thing?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, never mind. Canadians, what's up? Los Angeles is May 24th to the 26th. May 11th to 12th is Europe's regional in Stockholm, Sweden. And then May 8th, ooh, we actually have another one. Wait, April 20th to 21st in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And May 18th to 19th in Chile, in Santiago.
And when's an AIC, Mikey?
Well, before that, of course, oh, never mind. The Perth one is already done. When's an AIC is June. I'm not even looking at it. I think it's June 6th to 8th in New Orleans. Yeah.
Fun time.
And I know because I'm planning on going.
Yeah, it's the next one we'll be at if you guys are curious. A couple of people were expecting us at Orlando. We were expecting us at Orlando. We decided not to.
Well, Kevin decided not to. I was on vacation. And it, well, no, that's not true. If you had gone.
You were in Florida.
Yeah, if you had gone, I would have driven the 2 hours, I think. But then I would have had to Uber it, and I don't know if I would have actually done that.
You drove the 8 hours from Canada.
I didn't know. I flew.
No, from Canada to Ohio.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, no. Oh. I would never, ever, ever recommend anybody do that. It's not fun and it's not good.
And the problem with that is once you're like 4 hours in, you still have another 4 hours and you're so committed that you just have to finish it because you can't turn around. It'll be the same amount of time.
Right. That's the problem with halves is just there's another half.
Yeah.
Just for anything. You know, you're eating a plate of broccoli and you've eaten half of it. You got to go another half.
Another one. Ugh. Disgusting. What's the worst vegetable for you?
What's the worst vegetable?
Yeah. And what's the worst fruit afterwards?
Good topic. Hold up. Yeah, this is a great topic. Forget what we're talking about.
Orlando Regional.
Who? Oh, dude, what's the worst vegetable? Beet for me, I think. I think I'm not a fan of beets.
I do like beets. Wow.
Do you? I haven't. You know what? I don't think I've tried.
They taste like dirt. They do. I don't. Okay. Maybe it's just because I was thrown on my face in the dirt as a kid a lot, but I don't mind the taste of dirt that much. It's like, but they do
You've
taste
gotten
like...
used to it?
No, for me, okra. Disgusting.
Okra. Okay.
It tastes, it. Okay. It's not even the taste because it tastes like nothing. Have you ever bit into an okra?
I think so.
It feels like mucus in your mouth. It's just slime. It's disgusting. Like, why would people consume this?
See, I've gotten used to things like asparagus. I've gotten used to things like Brussels sprouts.
Also, Brussels sprouts are great.
Depending on the way that Brussels sprouts are made, they're either delicious or disgusting.
Grilled with salt and butter.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cabbage? I could do a cabbage.
I could do cabbage. I got used to it through okonomiyaki.
Oh,
that's that's delicious.
I like making a corned beef every St. Patrick's Day. So that's how I got used to it.
Oh, OK. I need to go on like a vegetable tour. Just try.
Yeah, I'm the guy
that
spends more time in a grocery store than anyone else here. So maybe that's why. OK, worst fruit. I'll go first. Papaya.
Oh, good.
Ugh.
Hate
it. Papaya. Don't know why.
I can't imagine the taste of papaya off the top of my head.
You don't want to.
Really?
It's really good for you, sure, but I can't even describe it to you. It feels like I'm eating a booger.
Oh, okay. That's fair. See, okay, so are we talking like if we made a smoothie out of each one of these fruits individually?
I could probably eat a papaya smoothie, honestly.
You could probably have a papaya smoothie.
Yeah, because you're going to fill it with milk and sugar, so sure, I can eat anything with milk and sugar. But
that's fair. Because there are a couple fruits that like don't have the sweetness of a fruit. Right.
You can't put an apple in a smoothie, I don't think, right? I wouldn't.
I mean, you can put like apple juice, I guess. Sure.
I guess. Wouldn't that ferment? It might ferment if you like.
I wouldn't keep it for a while.
Yeah. You might accidentally make an alcoholic smoothie.
Yeah, you might. That's fair. I guess like dragon fruit or like something like that.
Dragon fruit depends on which one you get. Have you only had the red one?
I don't know, Kevin. I don't know.
The yellow one is a lot sweeter.
Isn't that the one?
It makes you run to the toilet, though.
Yeah. It makes you run away.
You don't have to run that far. Stop marking clip. Okay. Every time I say something out of pocket, Mike marks the clip and he deletes it. You should have a PokeSports unedited behind. That should be a Patreon too. Just don't touch anything I say.
Yeah. You need to validate your driver's license before you did that one.
Okay, Orlando Regionals. Rowan did pretty good. Regionals. Good job, Rowan.
Woo! Good job.
Yeah, Rowan.
Our friend Rowan, who we usually go in room with from the Game Corner, go and check out their podcast as well. Go and did so well. He's on the victory road page, dude. He's
dude
right there.
Bubbled out. Put this into perspective. He did 12-3, which is the same record
as Aaron Brock,
as Wolf Glick coming into Top Cut, who takes
the
whole
thing. Actually,
he has the same record as Wolf Glick. Rowan, you killed it. I'm proud of you, pal.
Good job, buddy. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? We're going to start with that team. We have the top eight, but also we have Rowan Hall, who came top 10.
Rowan gets his own section.
Yeah. He came in with a Dragonite, Rillaboom, Raging Bolt, Incineroar, Chen Pao, and an Urshifu Rapid Strike. And this guy loves his Dragonite, and I love that he loves his Dragonite. He has consistently been like, yeah, I'm going to bring Dragonite if I can, and he did.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'll say this, Rowan. Mm-hmm. Your team's so boring, but I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad it did that.
This is what we call hyper offense. And I don't know why we...
balance offense.
Hyper balance offense. I don't know why we do that. We add the word hyper to these things, maybe just because it's a cool word and hyper beam was a thing. And it's just like real big beam. This is like real big offense.
Is anyone offended?
Yeah. Nothing super special about this team. Just it was played really well.
Aroga, ADCP and 750. He got his flight paid for. Good job, pal.
Good job, buddy. He didn't actually have all that far to go, did he?
No.
Huh.
He got his NAIC flight paid for too, I guess.
The people who live at the bottom ish of the US are probably pretty happy about New Orleans this year, huh?
Oh yeah, the South?
Yeah.
I think everyone's just happy that we're not going to Ohio. No offense, people from Ohio.
Well, not me. Honestly, I'm kind of sad. I haven't been to New Orleans yet, and so I can't say this.
You're
for sure.
You're gonna love it there though. Yeah.
I bet I will.
Yeah,
I bet I will.
It's like actually a tourist destination. People don't go to Columbus, Ohio on vacation. They go to New Orleans for vacation.
You know what? You're right. I did like Columbus, Ohio for the fact that we're hanging out with a bunch of people, but you can do that anywhere that a bunch of people are going. The fun thing about New Orleans is a bunch of people will be there. No, I'm going to have a great time there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
It will be hot. I will. Don't bring a sweater. It's going to be disgustingly hot.
It's going to
be
June.
A lot of
when? What? Why would I have a sweater in the first place?
I don't know. You're from Canada.
That's fair.
I don't know what your seasons are like up there.
I don't know what our seasons are like up here. We don't know, man. Sometimes it just doesn't snow during winter, and then it'll snow in April 6th. So,
Wait, it snowed last week for you?
It snowed. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was the first snow that we had all winter happened in
spring.
Did you
guys get that earthquake? We had an earthquake.
Yeah, you guys had an earthquake. No, we didn't get that.
Oh, you didn't get that? Okay.
I didn't feel the shaky shakes.
Oh, that was scary.
Oh, man. Let's talk about the top four of the Orlando Regionals. We had Ben Grismer. Let's start with Ben. Chef
DGC.
What up?
Sci-Spam.
Yeah. Talk about Sci-Spam. We've got Torkoal, Ferrigiraffe, and DDF Smeargle.
Indeedy.
Smeargle, Urshifu, Single Strike, and Hatterene. Let's talk about that Smeargle, buddy.
Fake Out, Follow Me, Spore, and Decorate.
Okay.
Who needs to use Alchemy when you could just take the only thing that it does good? I respect it. Mike needs a reminder what Decorate does. Decorate raises your special attack and attack by +2.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I saw the confusion
you
in your face. You're like, huh, what's that move?
I was sitting here. I'm like, I hope that Kevin goes into it because I'm not. And it feels like it's something that needed to be talked about. So the second I said it, the inside of my brain went.
Oh,
yeah. Cool. That's cool. In terms of SciSpam teams, how do you feel about this?
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
I usually like to see Gallade. I do like the fact that this Hatterene seems very adapted for the current meta. The Hatterenes typically run Protect over Psyshock, but I think because of the appearance of Wide Guard to counter Psyspam, Psyshock is a good alternative because it's like, okay, fine, you're going to bring a Gallade to Wide Guard against me, or you're going to bring, I don't know, anything else to Wide Guard against me. I'm going to click Psyshock instead on Psychic Terrain and still do enough damage to knock you out. The other counter to Psyspam is one that you know, or Trick Room in general, is one that you know, which is just click Snarl until it angers me.
Right.
Hatterene has Clear Amulet. That won't even work here.
Oh, fair. So oh, wow. It's
a very nice adaption to the current meta. They have the Urshifu here just to kind of be an Urshifu too in the late game.
Well, and to double down on what you were saying there about the anti-wide guard, you got the Torkoal also with the Eruption Heat Wave, but also the Earth Power and Weather Ball. Weather Ball still doing that same kind of fire damage, but when you have drought up from your Torkoal, you're doing single target fire damage with a choice specs, doing a ton of damage.
Yeah. And also, if they, for example, change the weather on you, you now have either an ice move, a water move, or
ground,
a rock move.
Rock? Is it rock?
Yeah. Sandstorm, I think it's rock. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got this versatile Torkoal. Which is really cool.
Versatorical.
Versicle. Anyway.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. That's a new sound bite. We found another one. Beep.
I'm going to make sure to put in a car sound for the next one. Beep, beep. Which, no, you know what? I'm going to stop myself right there. I'm not going to do that because the worst thing that any audio medium can do is put in car sounds. Because
oh, great. Police sirens. Perfect. Let's do
it. Oh, man. Have you ever been driving in your car and the commercial comes on the radio and it's sirens? Terrible.
Wee, 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 wee.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Coming in third, we had Justin Karras, Azazel.
Azazel rocking with Expanding Horse.
Expanding Horse with Iron Crown. Yeah.
Each team here is unique. I like that. We got Expanding Force, Expanding Horse, Expanding Neck, and then Amoongus.
Expanding Neck vertically. Iron Crown, Urshifu Rapid Strike, Ogrepan, Hearthflame, NDDF, Regidrago, and Tornadus.
Regidrago is a weird Pokemon, man. It's Dragon so energy. Good if you don't see a Flutter. It's like pretty much if you don't see Flutter, you win the game with Regidrago. Is the way it feels when I was playing Regidrago. It's disgusting how much damage you do with Dragon Fang and Dragon Maw. Because Transistor was nerfed, Dragon Maul was never nerfed. So it's still a 1.5 times boost on top of another 1.5 times stab on top of another 1.5 times Dragon Fang.
Regidrago did kind of sneak under the radar.
Yeah.
From Sword and Shield there. Regieleki was just too much, and they needed to fix that, and they did. But Regidrago, meanwhile, was like, well, I don't know, I can't really do all that much.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
It's great. If you told me in 2020, when did Sword and Shield come out? 17? That Regieleki would be played nowhere and Regidrago would be top four in a tournament, I would have been like, you're lying.
Yeah, right. If you had told me that Regieleki would not be played, I base don't know if I would have believed that. Yeah, yeah. Like, really, that thing, the god of Sword and Shield is not? Okay, well, fine.
If you say so.
If you say so. So, yeah, we've still got a variety of Psyspam in this, what with the NDDF and the Iron Crown, but also the variety of other cool things like your Dragon Mon, your Fire Mon with your grass. You have the Grass Water Core in there with your Rapid Strike, Hearthflame, and Hearthflame.
Hearthflame, Hearthflame.
I mean, hey.
Ogrepan, Mike, is the word you were looking for.
Yeah. Just Urshifu and Ogrepan is just kind of the thing, huh? Worked.
There's an Urshifu on every single team in Top 8. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
There's a big line of Urshifu.
Wow, that's wild. It's true. I mean, that does play into the top 12 of day one and day two, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But let's finish this off here. Neil Patel came in second. Now, there was a little bit of controversy, not controversy. There was a little bit of bad take came from Neil Patel shortly after. No, we do not condone that kind of stuff.
Nah.
And honestly, I think he has kind of come out and agreed that it is not a good take, and he is going to be working on himself. So kudos for that. But we'll talk about his team. All right. We've got Urshifu, Rapid Strike, Rillaboom, Incineroar, Chen Pao, Raging Bolt, and Ogrepan, Hearthflame. Solid team. Lots of grass fire in this, actually.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of fire in general.
Yeah.
I feel like Chen Pao, Raging Neck is a...
Raging Neck.
It's a pretty good combination. Raging Neck in general is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grass...
What's the...
Grass Water Fire Core in the middle there.
Is there a core with, like, Dark Fighting Fairy?
No, I think you're thinking about the Dark Fighting Psychic core.
Psychic.
Yeah,
psychic.
That is a core.
Mm,
it's kind of rock, paper, here. Scissor there.
RPS. And then coming in first, we had Wolf Glick.
Wolf Glick with the Sleepy Shroom.
Wolf Glick brought the Sleepy Shroom, and it still worked. Oh, it turns out you can bring a Moongus in 2024 April and do quite well with it.
Oh, this makes Wolf Glick the two-time Orlando regional, right? Because he won last year.
Yeah. Maybe he just likes to win Orlando.
He just likes this Orlando. Sludge Bomb on Amoongus.
Sludge Bomb on Amoongus. Amoongus, Landorus, Tornadus, both of them in their incarnate form. Fluttermane, Incineroar, and Urshifu Rapid Strike.
Someone explain Steel Terra on Landorus to me. I still don't get it. I feel like I asked this question before. Because doesn't Fairy do the exact same thing? Not Fairy, Poison.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin. Sometimes when your Landorus has the flying type, it can resist earthquakes and it can resist earth powers. And sometimes you look at that and you say, you know what? I don't like that. That's not enough for me. I do want it, in fact, to take some damage from ground. So they switch it into steel and they say, all right, the shaky ground happens. Let's let it go.
Okay,
and
Mike,
then your Landorus goes down.
Poison is also weak to ground.
Wow.
I guess it's for expanding.
We've all learned
force,
something
right?
here today.
It must be for expanding force, yeah.
Sure.
Guess.
Yeah, you know what? That's something.
Probably it, yeah.
There's a lot of expanding force out there.
Specifically two other ones in top eight.
Yeah. Why does Tornadus get Ghost? Fake out. Why does Incineroar get Grass?
Water. Or I guess, yeah, Regirock. Regirock, the true Incineroar counter. Yes, Mike.
Listen, hey. Why does Urshifu Rapid Strike get water? Because it likes to lose to Pikachu.
Peep, peep, peep.
Yeah.
All right, what do we want to say next? We want to talk about the top 12, or we want to jump into Reg-G?
Yeah, I want to talk about the top 12.
G.
Top 12, just real quick, to end off the Orlando regionals. Top 12 in day one. You had 45% Fluttermane usage. Top 12
Shocker.
In day two, you still had 42%. 42, it's a little less than 45. 42% Fluttermane usage, but that was not the very top thing. The very top thing was Urshifu Rapid Strike at 52.1. More than half of the teams had an Urshifu Rapid Strike in day
it's
two.
It's so weird. We start off with it. When Urshifu first got reintroduced, we started with Rapid Strike. It switched to Dersh. And now we're back with Rapid Strike. It's like we can't make up our minds.
No,
we're just going back and forth.
Love the Water Urshifu here. And then we've got, what's his name? Incineroar in there at 50.7% as well.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
Good Pokemon, good.
It's just real good. Raging Bolt, though, it has kind of cemented itself as like the thing to use in here.
It's so good. It's such a good typing. It's essentially Iron Hands with a free Sucker Punch that has stab. Like, what can go wrong? Everything, apparently.
Nothing. Yes, well. All right, cool. So that is Orlando Regionals. I hope you had fun. If you did go, 824 players there. I miss all of you. I wish
there were people trying to look for us and they couldn't find us.
Yeah. Oops. Well, if you are still looking for us, hit us up in New Orleans. We'll be there. And in fact, especially if you're going to be a spectator, that's going to be a great time to be just kind of in and around, because this time I'm going as a spectator. I'm not going to be sitting there telling people not to look at me because I'm trying to focus and sit down at the table and play.
Is that what you do?
No, every time. Yeah, people come up to me. They're like, you know what? Hold on. People come up to me and they say, Michael, I have just been waiting eons to talk to you. And I say, get out of my sight. I'm trying to get ready to play this game. And if you are still here in 30 seconds, I will cry and not do well and go 4-5.
The end.
All right.
That's such a good transition. It's good, so good. Right?
Yes. Okay. So we have top numbers. What is this, Kevin? You tell me what this is.
So Moomemo is a Twitter account that hosts Regulation G tourneys. What this is the top 30 Pokemon of Regulation G.
Oh.
But the thing is, the top 30 Pokemon of Regulation G are super boring because it's Incineroar, Rillaboom, Fluttermane, Ogerpon. So if you look into the comments, you can skip all of the you know, standard good stuff Pokemon and look at just the restricted Pokemon and their current ratings, which is now, a lot more interesting to me.
This is the one that they put through as a tier maker, right?
Yeah.
So we have a bunch here. All of those good registered regulation G restricted. That's the word.
Yeah.
Made it. In the top 10, we have only two Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
From place 1 to place 10, we have only two Pokemon, and those two Pokemon both are, you know, ridden by a Calyrex. So,
Calyrex Ice, Calyrex Shadow.
Yeah,
they're good.
That is to say that Calyrex Ice and Calyrex Shadow are used the most among all of the Regulation G restricted Pokemon. In the top 30 is kind of where it starts to get interesting here. We've got Kyogre, Maridon, Coridon, and Terrapagos.
I like this because it's like, it's weather, terrain, weather, deletes weather, terrain.
Right.
It's like, yeah. You can clearly see where we're going with this. Weather wars are here. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have both, you have both of the weather. You have to have both of the weather. There is not going to be one Pokemon that is good without the other Pokemon also existing. Mm-hmm. You can't have a Kyogre dominating the meta without a Groudon or now a Coridon also dominating the meta. Because, like, if it was, like, uncontested, it would have been in the top 10.
And I did learn something that, because I uploaded a Groudon video. I have yet to upload a Coridon video. But in that Groudon video, I made a comment saying, why would they just give Coridon the exact same ability as Drought, but call it something else? Apparently, Orichalcum Pulse gives Coridon a 30% boost on all attacks, too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so technically, it does do a little bit more than Groudon does.
It is buffed Groudon.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. Coridon, not Coridon, Miraidon, the ability that one got, Hadron Engine, does that do the same thing?
If it does, that explains why Electric Drift hurts so bad.
Turns the ground into electric terrain when the Pokemon enters battle. The futuristic engine within the Pokemon also boosts its special attack
on electric
terrain.
It does.
There it is.
There's an additional boost.
So it boosts it by 33%.
Oh, so it's not a 30, so it's 33. Okay, that's a little bit more. It's not 1.3. It's 1.33.
Oh, okay. So it boosts the because it's weird how they explain it, because they have to be careful with their flavor text. They can't just say it boosts Miraidon's special attack. It says it boosts the Pokemon that it's attached to's special attack by 33% if it's affected by electric terrain.
Assuming other Pokemon are going to have Hadron Engine in the future for some reason. Okay.
Yeah. Like they have to be, because then it can also break like people who just hack it, which I don't know why they're trying to protect them if they are, but I mean, That's also how that works. You can now give, I don't know, a Snorlax Hadron engine.
Because that's what you want to do with your spare time.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. And have it work. Anyway, so that's the top 30. Koridon, Maridon, Terapagos, and Kyogre. In the top 50, 20 Pokemon after that, we have Lunala, actually. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Really good Wide Guard user. Really good Power Herb Meteor Beam user. Really good Trick Room setter. Really good Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Can Terastalize away from something four times a week to Dark and Ghost now. So, true. Yeah. True. It's a good one.
You got Lunala, you've got Groudon, Zamazenta, and Zacian. Both of them.
Hey, Zamazenta representation. I have a hot take, but I'll let you finish.
And Kyurem White.
Kyurem White's a nice Blizzard spammer. That's why it's
there. Yeah, it's good.
I think it's a very hot take, so everyone sit down for a second.
Watch out. Watch out, everybody. Here it comes.
I think Zamazenta.
Do you need some, wait. Do you need some smooth jazz?
Yes. I think that Zamazenta is better than Zacian currently.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What have you done?
And I have a reason.
Okay.
The reason is, one, I know through experience, I've used them both on the channel, but two, it's so much easier to lower something's attack than it is to lower their defense.
Sure.
There's no move, unless it's like Leer, that can lower Zamazenta's defense. So with Zacian, you could throw a Zacian on the field and be like, okay, whatever. Incineroar, you are now neutral Zacian. Parting Shot, you are now negative one. Swap back into Incineroar, you're negative one. So, you know, you can abuse that. With Zamazenta, they can swap in Incineroar, make you negative one. Who cares? I'm body pressing you. doesn't matter. I don't care. And now you get stab on your body press too. So there's that additional damage on top of it because you are the fighting type one. I don't know. I think it's good.
They liked your take.
It also gets Wide Guard in case you really need one on your team. Don't laugh. It's good. Don't laugh. Stop it.
Stop.
Everyone stop laughing at me.
Guys, please. So that's the top 50. And then after that, we've got the top 100, and that's where it starts to get a little obscure. You're not really seeing too much of these in play. You got Ho-Oh, Eternatus, strangely enough, Lugia, Rayquaza, Dialga, Origin, and Solgaleo. Of that list, do you think that Dialga Origin will see a bit more use over time? Like, is it actually good?
No.
I feel like just it's use, okay.
Just use Lunala.
No, fair.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to use it as a Trick Room setter, use Lunala. There are better steel types in the meta. And I do also think in metas, maybe when we have two restricted, you have more of a leeway to be like, hey, I can kind of squeeze this in.
Right.
But where you only have one, you really want to stick with the harder hitter, the hard hitter ones.
The hitting.
The harder hitters. The Rayquaza is interesting because I don't know if you saw the Rayquaza video, but I mean, you edited it.
Yeah.
Extreme speed Ray with a Chen Pao, you now get stab on the Terastalization E speed.
Right.
And Rayquaza has base 150 attack. So that hurts. You know, that hurts. You don't need the 95 speed that it has to outspeed anything. You just
The problem with that is just that you kind of already have something that does almost as good being Dragonite.
That doesn't take the spot. Yeah.
That doesn't take the spot of a restricted. Exactly. But it is still fun if you want to do something like that, or if Rayquaza is just a fan favorite of yours. And then in top 150, we've got Reshiram and Mewtwo, and everything else after that is
I'm not. Surprised to see Dawn Wings not in top 50.
Yeah.
That one's sleeper. I legitimately had a lot of fun. I'm playing Dawn Wings on Patreon right now.
Yeah.
It's really good. I'm having fun with it. It is just kind of Lunala. They're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But Prison Armor is a little bit more consistent than Shadow Shield. Prison Armor is for the entirety of its life. Shadow Shield is just when you're full HP. So
I do think that, and there was somebody who said this in the Q&A today too, that Regulation G does give a lot of variety that you can use with these restricted mons. yeah, you have your you know, mainstays and your stables, like your Calyrex Ices and your Calyrex Shadows, but you can make a Dialga work. You can make a Palkia work. You can make any, most of these Pokemon work. Just you need to kind of have a intentional spot for them to participate.
Heck, you could do Expanding Force Mewtwo if you really want. It's like not impossible. You can make it happen. Mm-hmm. Where's Cosmoem on this list?
You know, he's chilling.
You know, I do have a Cosmoem theme lined up, so keep your eyes peeled.
Nevi, get in the bag. All right.
Get in the bag.
I'm trying to theory craft a like when your Cosmoem is like really starting to kill it and they're in their personal business and you're just like, Nevi, get in the bag.
Get in the bag,
Nevi. Get in the bag. Anyway, that's what's been going on. I hope you enjoyed this episode of PokeSports. This was a fun one for us to do after so long of not doing a PokeSports. Wow! I feel good. How about you?
Na 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 na.
I knew that you would.
Nah, 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 nah.
If you enjoyed this, what the heck was that?
Nah!
If
you... Bop.
Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this podcast, do something about it. Go and rate us on Apple Podcasts and all that good stuff. Go and write us a Q&A up in the Q&A. If you want to hijack the question,
no one knows what Mike's question is going to be.
Yeah, I don't even know what Mike's question is going to be. I'll know at 5 a.m. tomorrow when I edit this. if you want to go and truly support us past all of this, you can go and watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/PokeSports, or on Patreon, patreon.com/youtube.com/patreon.com/PokeSports.
Yeah. We're playing Regulation G on Patreon.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
It's casual, but it's fun. Bye-bye.
Bye.